It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 24th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is burgeon, spelled B-U-R-G-E-O-N. Burgeon is a verb. To burgeon is to grow or develop quickly. In other words, to flourish, blossom, or sprout. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Arizona Republic by Lex Butler. From the quaint charm of its historic downtown to the dynamic energy of its burgeoning arts district, Gilbert, Arizona offers something for everyone. Burgeon arrived in Middle English as the word bourgeonin, a borrowing from the Anglo-French verb bourgeonner, meaning to bud or sprout. Burgeon is often used figuratively, as when writer Ta-Nehisi Coates used it in his 2008 memoir, The Beautiful Struggle, with these words, "I was in the burgeoning class of kids whose families made too much for financial aid, but not enough to make tuition payments anything less than a war." Usage commentators have objected to the use of burgeon to mean flourish or to grow rapidly, insisting that any figurative use should stay true to the word's earliest literal meaning and distinguish budding or sprouting from subsequent growing. But the sense of burgeon that indicates growing or expanding and prospering, as in the burgeoning music scene or the burgeoning international market, has been established use for decades and, in fact, is the most common use of burgeon today. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.